USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for the release of more documents ahead of President Trump's impeachment trial. The New York Democrat is requesting documents from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget.
We don't know what these documents will say, just as we don't know what the witnesses will say. They may actually be exculpatory of President Trump, or they may be further condemning of President Trump. But they should come out. We should see these documents, no matter what they say.
John Sullivan is the new U.S. ambassador to Russia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted a photo of him administering the oath to Sullivan on Monday. Stocks are rising on Wall Street as China announced it will be rolling back some tariffs on U.S. imports. The Dow gained 96 points to finish at 28,552. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
NASA is celebrating a huge victory despite being able to complete all of its objectives. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The core objective was to dock for the International Space Station, but the Starliner's internal clock caused it to obtain the wrong orbit. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said, for the first time ever, the spacecraft achieved a historic landing on U.S. soil. All the others went in the ocean.
If you look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye.
The original plan called for the Starliner to dock with the ISS, deliver supplies, including Christmas presents, then power down for a few days before returning to Earth. Jim Chilton of Boeing.
I'd like to express Boeing's regrets to the ISS crew, to whom we did not bring the Christmas presents. That's not cool.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor announced that five people are being handed the death penalty in the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At campaign stops all across the country, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts is attacking wealthy Americans and saying that they didn't build their own business. Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus joins Fox News and was asked his reaction when Senator Warren says that he didn't build Home Depot.
When I was working 80 hours a week, it wasn't me working because it was somebody else working inside my body. But 80 hours a week, week after week, struggling to build this company up. The government didn't help me. I must tell you, the government did everything they could to stop me from being successful and to cancel all the people. You know, to hear this nonsense, look at her. How much money is she worth today?
Big chain retail stores are cashing in. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The final holiday shopping push is in full swing. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says Saturday was a particularly busy day.
Best sectors were clearly discount department stores and off-price retailers. So discount department stores led by Walmart and Target, off-price led by Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross stores.
Experts say what's come to be known as Super Saturday is expected to bring in billions more than Black Friday.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.